In this session, I would like to look at registration. Not all businesses must be registered for VAT, but if you are in business making taxable supplies, you will be required to be registered by customs if, at the end of any month, that is, any calendar month, the value of taxable supplies made in the previous 12 months exceeds the annual registration threshold. You will also be required to register if at any time there are reasonable grounds for believing that the value of taxable supplies to be made in the next 30 days, on their own, will exceed the annual registration threshold. So there you will see we have got two tests, and customs will always take the test which gives them an earlier registration date. Now there are few terms to get to grips with here. The first one will be taxable supplies, as defined by customs. Certain transactions are taxable, i.e., VAT is chargeable at a certain rate, but it is only when you exceed a level of taxable supplies that you have to register and actually account for VAT on those taxable supplies. Another term that we will see is the annual registration threshold. This changes every year with the budget. The current threshold is £70,000. This applies from the 1st of April 2010. If a trader's taxable supplies in a 12-month period exceed the registration threshold, the trader has an obligation to register for VAT. Whilst the above are compulsory registration tests, it is possible to voluntarily register for VAT. Any bona fide business whose taxable turnover is below the annual threshold can apply to register voluntarily. So, for example, I might have taxable supplies of, say, £30,000 a year, which is below the compulsory limit, but I may choose to register. I might do this for a number of reasons. One of them might be credibility. For example, if I did not charge VAT on my invoices, then my customers know that my turnover, or my taxable supply, is quite small. So many businesses just register to add credibility or conceal turnover. Another reason might be to recover your input VAT. As we saw in session 1, when you charge output VAT on your supplies or your sales, you're entitled to reclaim your input VAT, that is, VAT which has been charged to you on your costs. So this might be quite an important reason for registering for VAT. If your customers are registered businesses themselves, there would be a very strong incentive to register because your customers would not mind you charging VAT, because they will claim it back as their input tax. It is only really when your customers are the public, the final consumer, that you must think quite seriously about whether you should register voluntarily or not. Registration can be compulsory or voluntary. There are two tests for compulsory registration: the historic test and the future test. We will take each in turn. Under the historic test, at the end of every calendar month, we look back at taxable supplies in the previous 12 months. If the supplies in this 12-month period have exceeded the annual threshold, the trader has an obligation to register for VAT. Under the future test, we look forward 30 days. If supplies in the next 30 days on their own are expected to exceed the registration threshold, the trader has an obligation to register for VAT. It is important to recognize that the future test is a daily test. Therefore, every single day, the trader must look forward 30 days and ask himself whether his turnover in the next 30 days will exceed the threshold. It makes no difference what his supplies have been before. Under the future test, we just look at the next 30 days on their own. As far as voluntary registration is concerned, we have existing traders who can register even if their taxable supplies fall below the limits. Another form of voluntary registration is for intending traders. Now, these are traders where they have not actually commenced trading, but they intend to within the foreseeable future. These traders would apply to customs for a VAT number well before they commence trading. This might be for a number of factors, but the most common is to enable recovery of VAT from customs whilst the business is being set up. For example, it might take you 6 months to refit a shop, but in those 6 months, as you are registered for VAT, you can reclaim input tax from customs. These would obviously be provisional reclaims and will be dependent on the fact that you do actually commence trading. Let us look at the historic test in more detail.
As we have seen, a trader will be required to register for VAT if, at the end of any calendar month, taxable supplies in the last 12 months have exceeded the current registration threshold of £70,000.
If this limit has been breached, the trader must notify customs of his requirement to be registered by completing Form VAT 1 and submitting it to customs. The form must be submitted within 30 days of the month in which he exceeded the limit. The registration will be effective, i.e. VAT should be charged, from the first day of the month following notification. This sounds complicated, but it is really quite straightforward. Assume, for example, that taxable supplies in the previous 12 months exceeded the threshold at the end of June. The trader must notify customs by the end of July. He will then be VAT registered from the first day of August. July is effectively free of VAT, and VAT must be charged on all taxable supplies from the 1st of August.
At the end of April 2010, taxable supplies in the previous 12 months amounted to £59,500. Therefore, there is no requirement for the business to be registered. We then go to the end of May 2010. For the previous 12 months to May, taxable supplies amounted to £66,000. Again, this is below the limit, so there is no need to register. The business will then reassess its position at the end of June 2010. At the end of June 2010, taxable supplies in the previous 12 months amounted to £70,500. This is now above the limit, so the business will be required to register. The business must notify customs by submitting Form VAT 1 by what date? Simply click on the date that you think notification is required. When you have entered your answer, press the Continue button. The correct notification date is the 30th of July 2010. That is, 30 days from the month in which the registration limit was exceeded. As supplies exceeded the threshold at the end of June 2010, the business must charge VAT on its supplies from a certain date. Again, click on the correct date and press Continue when you are ready to move on. The trader should charge VAT on supplies from the 1st of August 2010.
The threshold was breached in June and the trader notified by the 30th of July. July is free of VAT, so no VAT needs to be charged in July. But from the 1st of August, the business will be registered and must accordingly charge VAT on its supplies from that date.
Let us have a go at a more detailed example. New Business Limited commenced trading on the 1st of July 2009, and taxable supplies were as you see on the screen. The business does not want to voluntarily register for VAT, so we need to find out when the compulsory limit is exceeded. Remember, the annual registration threshold is currently £70,000. When do you think that supplies in a 12-month period exceeded the £70,000 threshold? The business exceeded the turnover threshold at the end of August 2010. Let us look at how we arrived at August 2010. At the end of every calendar month, we look back 12 months. If we can't go back 12 months, for example, on business startup, we look back to the start of trade. In the first month of trade, July 2009, turnover is only £4,000, so there is no requirement to register. We move to August 2009. Taxable supplies in the first 2 months amount to £8,000. Again, there is no need to register. This process will continue until cumulative supplies have exceeded the £70,000 limit. Even when we get to June 2010, the limit has still not been exceeded. Taxable supplies in the first 12 months of trade up to June 2010 total £59,000. We then move on to July 2010. Supplies in the 12 months to July 2010 are £66,500. Again, this is below the limit. We then move on to the end of August 2010. At the end of August 2010, cumulative taxable supplies in the previous 12 months amount to £72,500. turnover has now exceeded the threshold of £70,000. Given that the limit has been exceeded at the end of August 2010, by which date must the business notify customs of its requirement to be registered? The notification date is the 30th of September 2010, which is 30 days after the month the limit was exceeded. And when must the business charge VAT from? The notification date is the 30th of September 2010. Therefore, September is free of VAT. So, the first time the business will have to charge VAT is on the 1st of October 2010. That is a good example of the historic test. A few mistakes might have been made by not remembering to only look back 12 months. For example, by the end of June 2010, taxable supplies were £59,000. If we then simply added on the July 2010 supplies of £11,500, this takes us up to £70,500. We might, therefore, have concluded that the £70,000 threshold has been exceeded. But we must remember that the cumulative turnover of £70,500 is actually over a period of 13 months. We must, therefore, exclude the July 2009 supplies of £4,000. So be careful and remember to look back only 12 months.
Let us move on to the future test. This is a test we must apply at any time. If a trader is not VAT registered, every day he must ask himself whether there are reasonable grounds for believing that his taxable supplies in the next 30 days will exceed the registration limit. Notification must be made on Form VAT1 within 30 days of the day on which the trader realizes that the limit will be exceeded. Under the future test, registration is effective immediately. Therefore, VAT must be charged straight away, even though the trader will have no VAT number at that point. On his invoices, the trader will put VAT number to be advised.
The future test is intended to ensure that VAT is charged on substantial orders. For example, if a business has always had a turnover just below the registration threshold, but today it receives an order for £100,000, which it could turn around quickly, then today the business knows that in the next 30 days on their own, supplies will exceed £70,000.
Consequently, the business must notify customs within 30 days from today that it must be registered, and VAT should be charged immediately on any supplies made. Let us look at an example where a business has always traded just below the historic threshold.
Assume that on the 10th of July 2010, a trader received an order for goods worth £75,000. The goods are in stock, so the trader will turn the order around within 4 weeks. Therefore, on the 10th of July 2010, the trader knows that in the next 30 days on their own, his taxable supplies will exceed £70,000. He will therefore breach the future test. When must this trader notify customs of his requirement to register? The notification date is 30 days from the 10th of July. That was the point when he could say that he had reasonable grounds for believing that taxable supplies in the next 30 days would exceed the registration threshold. The 10th of July plus 30 days takes us to the 9th of August 2010. The business must charge VAT from what date?
As we saw earlier, under the future test, the registration is immediately effective. Therefore, the trader must charge VAT straight away, i.e. from the 10th of July. There is a common misconception about the application of the historic and the future tests. This is best shown by an example.
Brian is in a business making taxable supplies. His sales in the 11 months to September 2010 were £61,000. In October 2010, he had budgeted sales of £10,000. In this situation, the future test does not apply because there is no point at which Brian can say in the next 30 days on their own his turnover will exceed £70,000. On the 1st of October 2010, he will anticipate that his taxable supplies for October will be £10,000. This £10,000 does not exceed £70,000, so therefore the future test does not apply. The historic test will, however, apply at the end of October. Taxable supplies in the 12-month to the 31st of October amount to £71,000. This exceeds the registration threshold. When must Brian notify by? Under the historic test, Brian must notify 30 days after the month in which the threshold was breached. The notification date is therefore the 30th of November 2010. When must the business charge VAT from?
The effective date for registration will be the 1st of December. No VAT needs to be charged for the whole of November. Brian is registered from the first day of the following month, so he charges VAT on his supplies from the 1st of December. Once a business is registered for VAT, it is not always the case that it will remain registered for VAT. In certain situations, a business may be required to deregister, or it may voluntarily deregister. Examples of compulsory deregistration would be the sale of the business. If a trader sells his business, he is no longer in a position to charge or reclaim VAT, so he must be deregistered. Change of status. For example, a business may change from a sole trader to a limited company. Finally, a trader may cease to make taxable supplies. For example, he could switch from making standard rated supplies to making supplies which are exempt from VAT. If he does so, he must deregister.
A business can deregister voluntarily when it expects to make taxable supplies in the next 12 months of less than £68,000. If that is the case, the business can inform customs that it no longer wishes to be VAT registered. If customs are satisfied that turnover will fall below the deregistration limit of £68,000, the business will be deregistered. It will thereafter not charge VAT on supplies or reclaim input tax on purchases.
A business may decide to voluntarily deregister for a number of reasons. For example, administration will be easier as it no longer has to account for VAT. Plus, their prices to the public would become lower if they did not have to add VAT to the selling price. That concludes this session on registration.